Good morning. It is 11:01, and you are listening to The Canon on WMFO 91.5 Medford. We have a good show for you today. I'm playing some impressionist music, Claude Debussy and others. There you just heard, of course, the theme song for our show. Ethan, unfortunately, DJ Reps, is not with us this morning. But of course, that's the first movement of Also Sprach Zarathustra, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and Herbert von Karajan. So here we go. The first piece we have this morning is Images, Book 1, Number 1, by Claude Debussy. Really great piece of piano music. Very inspiring to some important musicians in jazz. And we will also bring in some jazz later in the show. But here it is, Claude Debussy. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we are back. It is Tchaikovsky's canon, or actually the canon now. That was last semester's show. So we had some nice impressionist pieces this morning. The second piece we played was Le Tombeau de Couperin, number one. That's the prelude by Maurice Ravel, played by Henrik Alpers. It's actually an orchestral piece that was transcribed to be played on a piano. Then we had Bill Evans, highly influenced by the Impressionists. That we had Peace, one of his most famous pieces, on Everybody Digs Bill Evans, played by the Bill Evans Trio. We had Nana by Manuel de Falla, the Spanish Impressionist composer, played by Remy van Kesteren. Then we had Toru Takemitsu, Green for Orchestra. That's the first movement of that. And then we had a piece by Fanelli, the first piece actually to be considered Impressionist way back in the early 20th century. That was played by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. And now our guest in the studio is going to read a nice PSA for us.
This is a blackout emergency preparedness PSA. If electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations, such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Very important, as always. Very important. Ethan is in the studio with us.
Hi, guys.
He got here.
That was very professionally done.
It was. You have a nice video voice, actually.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Better than mine, of course. I don't like my voice that much. But anyway, we have a nice piece coming up. One of my favorites, actually, that I've been listening to. I listen to it a lot. It's called the Glagolitic Mass by Leos Janacek. This is the third piece called Slava. So you're wondering what language this is in, of course, because, you know, that it's obviously not English. It kind of sounds Russian, but it's actually in Old Church Slavonic, which is the liturgical language of the Slavs before the development of Russian, Czech, and other Slavic languages. So this is where the Cyrillic alphabet comes into play. Janáček is just—he's trying to really channel his history of his people in this piece. So here it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
we had welcome back. That was The Pines of Rome by Ottorino Respighi. And we have one more piece for you today. I hope you've been enjoying on this fine Friday, Friday the 16th. It's 11:49. We have Claude Debussy, Clair de Lune. Very, very famous, but of course, a very good piece. So here it is. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.